With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. An Israeli national was fatally shot in the West Bank. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
An Israeli national has been found dead in a Palestinian town in the northern West Bank, according to the Israeli army. The Israeli national was pronounced dead after being fatally shot in the town of Kalkulia, where Israeli troops are operating. Israeli nationals are prohibited from entering Kalkulia and other areas of the West Bank. In a separate event, the Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said that they pulled around 19 bodies from a building that was hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. The group said its emergency workers were also digging for survivors at the site of another strike in a refugee camp west of Gaza City. The AP has been unable to verify the figures provided by the emergency group. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says more than 100 million people are baking across the U.S.
We've got about just under 15 million under an excessive heat warning, and then over 90 million under a heat advisory. So you add those two up, and it is over 100 million people across the country under some sort of heat advisory or warning today. So quite a lot of people. Again, it's California, and then also portions of the Ohio Valley into southern New England.
The governor of Iowa is sending helicopters to a small town to evacuate people from flooded homes. Sirens blared after midnight in Rock Valley. People in hundreds of homes were told to get out as the Rock River could no longer take that rain that had slammed that region. The death toll from torrential rains and landslides in El Salvador has risen to 19. The number includes six victims from Friday, when two girls, four adults died after being buried in their homes. A weather system along Guatemala's Pacific coast and another in the Gulf of Mexico developed Tropical Storm Alberto. They brought saturating rains to that area. This is SRN News. Evangelists in the United Kingdom are finding great difficulty with their mission.
According to a poll from Voice for Justice UK, 56% of Christians say they've been met with hostility and ridicule when sharing their faith. It's worse for young believers who report getting negative feedback 61% of the time. The report concludes that the United Kingdom now presents, quote, some of the highest levels of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, despite its long history as a bastion of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota has filed a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which could enshrine abortion in the state of constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health for failing to file required affidavits for petition circulators, residency, and that petitioners didn't always provide a required circulator handout and left petition sheets unattended. This is SRN News. Montanans are having quite the issue with water.
Two-century-old steel pipes that help convey water from a river on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation to a river that helps irrigate northern Montana cropland have failed. It caused local flooding and raised concerns about the availability of drinking water for at least 14,000 people. The first pipe split this week. Washouts destabilized a parallel pipe, which failed the same day. Workers closed the headgates that diverted the St. Mary River water into a 9-mile-long canal. The economic fallout will depend on how long it takes crews to restore the flow of water. John Scott reporting.
A South Carolina judge signed off on a $1.3 million partial settlement in the case of a bride who was killed allegedly by a drunk driver just hours after getting married. Jamie Lee Komorowski allegedly barreled her rental car into a golf cart carrying Samantha Miller and her new spouse near Charleston on April 28th of last year. Miller was killed in the collision. More details at SRNnews.com.